Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio, with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, welcome to the program. Nice to be with you. If you're new, I'm Amy Tamman. You can find me at Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I'm an intuitive coach, and I work with shining lights to help them clear the blocks that are keeping them from bliss and joy and pleasure and happiness so that you can finally live that life you always dreamt of living and be the person you always wanted to be and do that without pushing, without striving, without wearing yourself out, without, just being less of you. So that's my goal, is to help you be more of who you really are, that soulful you, that relaxed you, that you trust, you know, because that, I think, is what the world needs now more than ever. So my show, if you are a regular listener, and if you listen on iTunes, I just happened to take a peek at the feed there, and I'm noticing that the most recent podcast they did prior to this one is not there. So if you are ever wondering if I've done a show, always visit my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and hit the radio tab. And there you will see the feed for the Blog Talk Radio player, and you'll see the most recent show in case it's not on iTunes yet. Yeah, so that's my announcement on that one. Let's talk about 10 ways to shine your light. And what do I mean by shining your light? Like, you know, we hear that a lot in this New Age space, but specifically what I'm referring to is the light being that magnetic force within you that draws things to you. And for the sake of this show, we're going to talk about shining the brightest light within you to draw really beautiful, gorgeous things into your life. This is really great if you're in transition, maybe you're looking for a job, a new partner, a new home, or you just want to make some friends, or I was looking for something. I was looking for a critique partner for the novel I've been working on for most of the year, and I had to shift my frequency, and when I shifted my frequency and shined my light in a different way than what I needed showed up, and so. So like attracts like, right? This is Ernest Holmes. We attract what we are in our mind. And so you can become a magnet for whatever it is that you need, want, desire, that is for your highest and greatest good. So here are my 10 tips to shift into your divine magnetism. And oftentimes we are drawing things to us and we're unaware of it. And maybe we don't like everything that shows up. And some things will show up. I want to be really transparent on this one. Some things are being drawn to you by your higher self that may not, your human self may not like or want to deal with. And that is occurring because your higher self knows how brilliant you are, and there is a lesson that needs to be learned. And so in that, it's an opportunity for you, even the worst thing you draw to you, and I don't think we do this purposely. No. Please don't make yourself wrong. Even the worst thing that shows up in your life can be a blessing. And so this is a program to help you draw some good things to you and shine your light really brightly. So number one, you got to speak up. Ask questions, say what you mean, express your opinion, teach others your wisdom. And in this, speaking up and asking questions and really do it from a place of care. Don't speak up about shit you don't care about. You know, if you, what's coming to mind is, you know, if we're in a situation, maybe we're around someone that makes us uncomfortable, or we're intimidated by, or we're not clear on who they are, and we might be asking them a lot of questions, and that's not appropriate. If it's not someone that's lighting you up and making you feel good, don't spend time with them. So this is specifically directed towards speaking up and asking questions and saying what you mean and expressing your opinions and truth around in situations you truly want to be in. You know, if you don't want to be there, that's draining your energy already, and that's going to come up as a point. So yes, speak up. That is a beautiful way to shine your light. Say good morning to someone for the joy of saying good morning, and preferably someone you actually want to say good morning to. You know, number two, trade in judgment for an open heart and an open mind. I see this a lot. We judge ourselves. We judge others. And most of it's pretty mean. So if you really want to connect with energy, stop judging it. Just go into a space of observing, and from there even go into a space of appreciation more so. You can draw really beautiful, amazing things to you once you shift out of judgment of yourself. I should have done this better. Why, you know, what's wrong with me, and also judging others, you know. When you let go of the need to place a label on something, and you really approach it from an open heart and an open mind, then your discernment kicks in, and then you can, from that place, you can get crystal clear about how you feel about something, whether it's in alignment with your truth, and move away from it if it's not, or stick around and give all your energy and joy to it because it feels really good. So really let go of judgment. Judgment for me shows up. I talk a lot about letting go of judgment. And so judgment for me shows up mostly. I'm a very creative person, I've figured out. And I can really turn people and situations into a fantasy or a fiction or mostly fantasy, and really put people on pedestals that don't need to be there. And all of that's from a place of judgment of myself, because I'm judging myself saying, oh, they are so much better than me, and they are so cool, right? I ignore all of their humanness and put them on this really big pedestal. And that is all a form of judgment. Instead of just allowing myself to get to know another human being, whomever they may be, whether it's a friend or a client or a romantic partner, I immediately come in with a story attached to it. That's all judgment. And even, you know, I want to believe it's coming from the highest place in my heart, but really it's an excuse to not open my heart and my mind and be present. And it's really coming from a place of fear that, oh no, what if this is just another situation that doesn't work out in my favor? Well, you'll know. If you step out of the realm of judgment and you really go in with an open heart and open mind, you'll know pretty rapidly. Like my spirit guides are saying, snap your fingers, because that's how rapidly you'll know if somebody's right for you, if it's a good situation for you, if it's a good job for you. So really, really let go of the judgment and step into the neutral place of observing and go in with an open heart and an open mind. And, you'll hear some things that might, you know, factor your opinions of a situation, but don't let that be the final say. Do your own self-inquiry and figure out what's up and if it feels good to you. And if it doesn't feel good, jump away from it. And number three, and this is very much connected to my previous point, is you got to stop putting up with shit. And I want to be clear about what I mean by this. No more crappy relationships and crappy jobs and crappy experiences and bosses and partners and conversations. It drains your energy. And this comes back to what I am constantly teaching you, to trust yourself. If it doesn't feel good, then it's not good. And I know you got to earn a living, and sometimes you got to do work that doesn't always make you feel good, or you got to work with some people that are not totally lighting you up. I get that. I totally get it. But let's see if you really started to believe in your limitlessness and believe in your light, what you would start to let go of. You know, would you really continue to put up with that crappy boss or that crappy work situation? Or would you go home and say, I love myself enough to sit here for 15 minutes and apply for some jobs? And I know those situations can be really draining, and it's hard often to pick yourself up and get going again, right? You know, you thought it was the dream job, right? And you get in it and you realize this is so crappy. And now you're feeling defeated because you feel like you put all this energy into getting the job and it's not what you thought it was. And now you hear me in this podcast saying, go home and just spend 15 minutes listening. I totally get it. You're burnt out. You're exhausted. Be tired. Be tired. But know that you got yourself into it. You got enough energy to get yourself into something that is more in alignment with your truth. And my spirit guides are jumping forward, and they're saying, get some support. You don't have to do it all on your own. You know, hire a coach, hire a therapist, reach out to a recruiter. Figure out a way to get some support so you don't feel like, you know, you're having to drag yourself to make a transition, and do it when you're ready. Don't feel like, yeah, it may not be the most ideal situation that you're in, and let's say it's a job or a relationship, but wait until you get your click of truth and you know how to proceed. So often we're running around and we're pushing and we're striving because we're doing it from a place of lack. There is not enough. I am not enough. And when we're in that space, of course, we're going to burn ourselves out. So back to the point, stop putting up with shit. And sometimes you just have to call it what it is, right? If it doesn't feel blissful and right, then just stop. Just get out of it. And make the commitment. This does not feel right. This does not feel blissful. I deserve better than this. I love myself enough to figure out a way so that I can feel good. And even just acknowledging that will give you so much of your energy back. Just acknowledging this is not right. When you stop fighting against the shit and you really commit to being present in your moment, and being loving to yourself and compassionate with yourself and savvy enough to say, this does not work for me. Then you open the door to ideas and thoughts and solutions to come forward via your intuition. So really stop putting up with the stuff that doesn't make you feel good. I'm going to say it one more time. Stop putting up with the shit. And when you commit to that, Spirit is going to show up for you. We're so afraid to acknowledge that something might not be right for us because it's draining, and then we know we'll have to take some type of action, and we're already drained, right? So, but this way, if you just acknowledge, this is not working for me, then you get a lot of your energy back because you're being in your truth, and then your intuition, you can hear it, and it's going to be telling you the exact steps you need to do so you don't feel like you're burning yourself out. Yeah. Number four, accept yourself and others in situations as they are. So here I am. I just told you, stop putting up with shit. And now I'm saying accept things as they are. Yeah. And I'll tell you where this is coming from. Very much connected to the previous point, but this is taking it a step further, is that we optimistic folk, we forward-thinking folk, we want to believe that our good is just on the other side of the mountain. And with that, we overuse hope. Like, we really overuse hope. And we overuse potential, right? Oh, he has so much potential. Or this job has so much potential. Or I have so much potential. And really, right now, when I say accept things as they are, it's very much in alignment with the Maya Angelou quote, when people show you who they are, believe them. And I think it applies to situations. When a situation shows you that what it is, believe it. And it's not an invitation, if it's not going well, to sprinkle some hope and some potential on it and ride that wave. Because chances are, if it doesn't feel good in the beginning, it's probably not going to feel good in the end. Yeah. Yeah. Or there'll be a lot of not feeling good throughout the process. You might have little moments, little pockets of joy and bliss and excitement there, you know, but if you start off and it doesn't feel that great, or there's some holes, or you're relying really heavily on hope and potential, then you're not fully accepting your situation as it is. And when you accept it and you see it as it is, again, you click into your divine truth, and it brings your light just gets brighter, and you can see where there might be something better for you, or you can see where you know, maybe it's time to seek something else out. You get really clear from a place of acceptance. Also, acceptance makes you really hot. You know, it makes you very luminous, really accepting people who get it, you know, who accept their situation as it is. They are so luminous, and they're not trying to sugarcoat it. They're not trying to put excuses on top of it. They're not in denial. It is what it is. And it makes you magnetic. Acceptance really makes you magnetic. So hope and potential are awesome things. We overuse them, and it drains our energy, and it prohibits us from shining our light as brightly as we want, because we're just constantly waiting. Just any day now, it's going to get better, instead of being present in our moment and doing what we know is divinely right for us. Okay, some practical ones. Smile and laugh more. Because there's nothing sexier than a good smile and a beautiful laugh. And so really commit to, if you're looking to, even if it's a job situation, just start laughing and smiling more in your personal life. We're all connected. All situations are connected. And there is an energetic return that you can create just by smiling and laughing more in all aspects of your life. So keep that in mind and have days where you're like, it's a smile and laugh day. I am not, no sour face for me. And commit to it. You might need a funny show to go along with it, or a really funny person to hang out with. But commit to smiling and laughing, and you will see a huge, huge, huge return on that investment of energy. Number six, engage your creativity, passions, and pleasure more. I am on this soapbox. There is nothing more magnetic than you and your creativity, and you and your passions, and you and your pleasure, because they feel good. And when you feel good, you become a magnet to other things that feel good. And so engage. All that lights you up, you know, what makes you feel good, what makes you feel connected, what makes you feel alive, what makes you curious, totally engage your passions, your pleasure, and your creativity. Oh, and it's protective. That's the message that keeps coming forward. When you're in this state of creating and enjoying what you're creating, and not creating just because you feel like you need to, or from a place of judgment, but just in the love of doing whatever it is that you feel inspired to do, you really do create a cocoon around yourself where it protects you from a lot of the bullshit. You know, my previous point about you won't put up with shit because you're like, I feel too good. I feel too good to put up with anything that is not a match to how good I feel. So engage your creativity, your passions, and your pleasures more. Another little practical tip here to increase your magnetism and to shine your light even more brightly is to drink more water and move your body. Yeah, it looks different for everybody. You know, if you don't want to call it exercise, don't call it exercise. Just move however way you want to move, and drink more water. And it definitely, it's kind of miraculous how that works. Another practical one here, sleep and relax more. Like when you're tired and you're wired and you're stressed out, your light is not shining, right? And there are nights where I'm like, okay, just one more thing on the to-do list. I'm going to do one more thing. And I think, you know, that doesn't make me any more magnetic. It doesn't, it really doesn't make me any more productive. But if I take the time to relax and sleep and give myself a break, miraculous things happen. It's so wonderful when we care for ourselves in that way. Number 9, you got to trust yourself. Yeah. You want to get really magnetic, start trusting what you know to be true. And I am referencing the intuition here. Really follow your truth moment by moment. And following the truth and trusting yourself, it's really a conversation, you know. You'll get a message, and oftentimes messages are really clear and very straightforward from your intuition. But sometimes something will show up and you're like, what is this? What is that? Be willing to do that inquiry so you can get to a place of, oh my God, I totally trust my position. I totally trust my focus. I trust where I'm going. I trust the next step. Trust yourself. Trust yourself. Trust yourself to make decisions. Trust yourself to use your time effectively. Trust yourself to eat the right foods. Trust yourself to do what's right with your cash. Trust yourself to choose the best partner and friendships and job situations for you. Trust yourself. Really brilliant, amazing people who are doing really brilliant and amazing things on this planet. Something just deep within them trusts themselves. It doesn't mean it's effortless. It doesn't mean they don't have to hustle and put the work in, and it doesn't mean they're not going to face their own fears, but at the core of their being, there's something that tells them to go, go, go. And that is trusting yourself. Trust yourself. If you've got a message about something, something that inspires you, something you've been wanting to do, something you know that is right for you, be willing to trust yourself. And I will say this, living this way, you will attract the naysayers, you will attract the people who will judge you, right? I'm doing a house cleaning right now, like a life house cleaning of the shit, the shitty relationships. And one thing that I found that made those relationships so shitty is that all the things I was trusting myself on and proceeding, those were the things that they had the most projections about and opinions and with no regard to who I am as a person. And so one thing I found is in trusting yourself, it's going for it, but it's also loving yourself enough to say you don't need shitty people in your life that are making you question yourself. You don't need shitty people in your life that even want to try to derail your enthusiasm. You want to be soulful about it, and you want to make the best choice and decision for you, and you know we want to be prosperous and we want to be healthy. Yes, all of those things. But people that really love you, that really have your best intentions at heart, who aren't projecting their own hurt, pain, shame, doubt, worry, fear onto you, they're not going to make you go against what you know deep down is true. They're not even going to, it just won't even come up. It just won't even come up. Doesn't mean that you know, yeah, it just won't come up. That's what I found with really great people who are in alignment with your truth, is they're rolling with it. They're on the journey with you. But if you are feeling judged, if you are feeling, you've got a situation that's making you second guess yourself, be willing to sit with yourself and your intuition and in your quiet time and get clear as to what's going on. Really get clear. The answer will come forward. You might need a little support, especially if it's mired in your own hurt, pain, and shame and doubt. You might need to sit with a therapist. You might need to sit with a coach. You might need to talk it through. But be willing to do so. Yeah, use your journal. You know, if you don't feel like you have a lot of support systems in your life or access to support right now, use your journal. And journal it through. What's going on here? Why do I feel this way? Why am I not trusting myself in this situation? Why am I second-guessing myself? And you will find that the answers, there aren't that many choices as to what's going on. And then once you receive clear, intuitive guidance, proceed. Oftentimes we get a clear message about what's going on, and we want to doubt it. We want to say, no, that's not what's going on. Or we want to sprinkle some hope on it, or we want to slather it in potential. Oh, it can get better. It can get better any day now. It can get better. No, trust that you know what you know, and that is the greatest gift that you can give yourself. It's the greatest gift you can give the planet, and be willing to keep going no matter what. Stay rooted and grounded in your own self-trust. You know what's right for you. And then lastly, lead with confidence and know you are great exactly as you are. No, we're not perfect and we're not supposed to be. But you can go into a situation that's right for you. I think that's the key, that's right for you, and be the most confident version of yourself and really start finding that. And if you're finding that you're not feeling confident, that's a sign in itself. Maybe either you need a different perspective on the situation, or 9 times out of 10, it's just not right for you. It's just not right for you. So be committed to leading with confidence and know that you're great exactly as you are. Particularly if you're dating or looking for work, really find your inner confidence. And if you can't find it, again, get some support to help you dig up what might be blocking you from seeing that. So these are my tips as to how to shine your light. You can find me at Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I am here to serve you. So take good care. Until next time, goodbye.